Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. For Tall Stories number 58, we head to Rio de Janeiro to learn about the city's beach kiosks. These portable kiosks, better known as barracas, are set up and taken down daily on the golden sands of Rio's beaches. And they aren't just places where you can get an ice-cold coconut water or a caipirinha. They are part of the city's laid-back lifestyle and heavily ingrained in its culture. Monocle's Rio de Janeiro correspondent, Sheena Roster, takes us for a stroll to tell us the story of the Carioca Beach Barraca.
When it comes to nature and beauty, Rio de Janeiro is quite possibly one of the world's most privileged cities. With a 78-kilometer stretch of beaches hugging the city's coastline, and with the sounds of samba music nestled in the neighborhoods between the Tijuca National Rainforest and the waterfront boardwalk, the beach culture is what truly gives Cariocas, local Rio residents, their laid-back identity. But flowing between the barely there bikinis and buff bronze bodies, the sounds of portable generators pounding away mixed together with the soothing sounds of the ocean can be heard. And it's clear that Rio's beaches are part of the city's economic machine, generating over 20,000 jobs, both formal and informal, and fueling over a billion reais, over $32 million US dollars, per year in the city's economy. Using everything from colorful outfits to megaphones to flags that represent a certain country or football club, Carioca barracas and beach sellers use any tactic to make customers smile and make them buy what they're selling, which can be anything from those famous barely there bikinis to beach cover-ups or even unnecessary fake tattoos. I sauntered down the golden sands of Rio de Janeiro's famed Copacabana Beach to meet some of the hundreds of beach vendors operating these temporary drink kiosks that line the 4 kilometer stretch of beach here. Mixing in with the bronze bodies, Carlos da Silva Nascimento, who looks after barraca number 61 called Kiosk Neng Estou Aí, which translates to I'm not even there, is wearing nothing more than a navy blue striped sunga, a male swimsuit that gives slightly more coverage than a Speedo. He's been at this spot in Lemmy at the end of Copacabana Beach for the past 25 years. Hard at work crushing ice for a beach cocktail, Carlos tells me how he got started in the beach life over 2 decades ago. He tells me that he started out by helping someone else run his beach barraca. He loves his job, since every day he gets to meet someone new. For him, every day is a holiday, despite the ups and downs in income, depending on the season and the daily weather. He says the only days he takes off is when it's raining. He says that working here is like drinking Brazil's national alcohol, cachaça. You get addicted, he says, and you don't want to leave. A stone's throw away from Carlos's barraca, I meet Angelica Melo, a carioca and regular customer here. She sits reclined in her beach chair while sporting a turquoise bikini, sipping a coconut water through a neon yellow plastic straw out of a large green coconut, and carefully protecting her skin from the scorching winter sun under an umbrella. She tells me how important these beach kiosks are to the Carioca identity and how the relationship with the local beach seller develops.
Cariocas love to get together. They want to be chilled. You want to sit down. You don't want to be worried about if someone is going to come and get your stuff, which sometimes happens. and really want to enjoy the beach, the vibe, the talk, and the drinking and everything. What I really like about this kiosk is this barracas, this tents, that you come and you just pay when you leave. This is also, of course, a strategy so you can drink more. But you give your name, say, hey, I'm going to put your name down here. So whatever you want, just tell me, they bring to you. So that's very comfortable, which is everything that Carioca wants.
How long does it take to develop this relationship with the owners of the barracas, the kiosk here on the beach?
It isn't that long. They are very close. They make themselves very close. They come to you like they've known you for ages, even if the first time you meet them. Like when I met Carlos, I was with my family. Next time I came by myself, it was like he was my oldest friend. Like I've known him for ages. So it happens very naturally.
Coming to the beach in Rio is an experience. And it's not just the barraca structures themselves, but also those characters behind them that helps make Rio City beaches so charming.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. And thanks to Sheena Roster for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Ajit Tuck. Goodbye. And thank you for listening, city lovers.